better late than never. What's up, guys? It's me, Justin, back with another episode. Here it is, as promised, a bonus compilation episode. So basically, a compilation episode is me taking some of my favorite moments from past episodes, chopping it, and combining it into one episode. So this way, you guys that don't listen to every episode can hear stuff that you never heard before. If you listen every week, you might have heard this before, but hey, the content is good, there's something for everybody, and I hope you guys enjoy it. But I hope you guys have been safe. I know the news is kind of depressing, so hopefully this episode brings you some joy. There's some good content in there. And yeah, as always, feel free to subscribe if you haven't already on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. And also feel free to follow me on my social media as well. I'll link that in the description of this episode, so y'all feel free to follow me. I love connecting to you guys and talking to you guys, so definitely feel free to follow me. I will follow back. And yeah, enjoy the episode. It's a good one. It's a good one. So a new episode is coming out on Wednesday. I think y'all will really like that. So until Wednesday, I will see y'all, or y'all will hear me on Wednesday. Y'all enjoy the episode. I don't know, but Drake is overrated to me. The music is
Drake
good.
Drake is not overrated, honey. His music is good.
Uh-huh.
He is a nice looking guy. I don't think he's overrated.
The reason why I say he's overrated is because I just feel like anything that Drake does, regardless of whether it's good or bad, people love, they hype up, they boost, it does well on the charts, but some of it is not good. Like that album that he just released, Scorpion or Scorpio, whatever it's called, is not good. And it soared to the charts. I think it sold almost 1 million copies in its first week, and it's like, there's people that are making better music that don't sell as much as he does. So for him, whatever he puts out, people are gonna love, people are gonna buy, people are gonna love.
But that comes from years of having fans. Like when Drake came out, he was hot. Like, I just wanna, or what was like,
girl,
one of his
first, girl, you know I'm everything, you all I really want, we yes. can get it real big, hey, bigger than you ever wanted, we gonna get it, I want you forever,
I just spend whatever on it.
Does she hold me down every time I hit her up? When I get right back, I'll be down and getting it enough.
Okay, but hot.
Yeah,
hot.
Yeah, you're right.
Hot.
I mean, that's true, but I think that...
And he started out with acting, so you have to think, like, all those fans, coupled with his music fans, whenever the music fans didn't know about Degrassi and things like that. I mean, he has a lot of fans.
True, but having a lot of fans doesn't mean you're good. There's plenty of people that have a lot of fans that aren't good. To me, you're not overrated whenever you put out good projects over and over again. You can't just have a couple flop projects and be considered, oh, the greatest of all time.
So like, you don't think he's consistent?
No. Scorpion was not good. Views was not good. What the album with Future didn't care for, like, it's not good. And it's not, especially lately. Like, I think when he first started out with Thank Me Later?
And then he
came out with Take Care.
Yeah.
Great. Back to back. And then the blue album with him looking in the sky. What's that one? Nothing was the same.
Yeah, nothing was the same.
Yeah, that was even decent in my opinion. But then as of late, it's not been good. So why should I hold him on a high pedestal? If you do the work and you're consistent and good, you're not overrated in my book. Until then, until Drake proves me wrong, overrated.
Polar opposite.
Overrated, y'all. What do y'all think? Is Drake overrated? Is he not? Because I don't know.
So that brings me to my next person.
Okay.
Chris Brown.
Overrated.
Overrated.
I don't like Chris Brown.
I think Chris Brown is overrated.
I don't like him.
So we agree with this one because I think he's definitely overrated.
Talent-wise, he's not.
I mean, yeah, no, he, don't get me wrong, he is talented, he has it all, he has that star factor, that it, whatever, but he is overrated to me. I'm like, ugh.
First of all, I'm like, ugh, with his personality and his abusive nature and his problematicness and the drugs and the, Chris Brown, he rubs me the wrong way, but is he overrated? No. Wait, did I just say he is overrated?
Yeah.
Wait, are you sure? Oh, okay, that's what I meant. I meant talent-wise, he's not overrated.
No,
he can sing when he's
talent-wise.
Not dancing,
yeah.
And he can dance really well. He has the talent, and I think he ruined his career. Had that thing with Rihanna never happened, he would have been doing the Super Bowl, like, within a couple years. Like, either now or, like, a couple years ago, he would have done the Super Bowl by now. What do you think? He has the hits.
He has that it factor. Don't get me wrong. Even though I'm saying he's overrated, I do listen to his music. He is, like, you know, but...
Mm-hmm.
He is just overrated. Like, his person, like, for so many people to like him, mm-hmm. and, like, I just don't like him like that. So, mm-hmm. for me, I feel like, he's boosted.
Right.
You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, people still be drooling over him. I'm like,
no, I'm good.
Yeah.
Me too. I will say that I love his music, especially his older music. I love Run It.
Oh,
I love,
me too.
I want that lovey, dovey, lovey, dovey. Kiss, 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 kiss. My was suicide. You're dealing with me.
They hating on me.
They want that me. I don't know the words to that, but I love that Clearly. Song. He has good songs. And indeed, I can run it.
In the deed?
I don't know the words to that. Is it ho? Is it a yes? Is it no? DNA, turn off your phone. Anybody that records with me in the future, make sure your phone is on silent.
Please forgive me.
That was so rude. Anyway, but Chris Brown got the hits. He got the hits.
It was my mom.
It's okay.
Okay.
I'll forgive you. Next person on my list, Brene. I think a lot of people are going to disagree with me on this. Polar opposites. We love different opinions. Adele. I think she's overrated.
Oh my God, no. I love Adele.
No. Adele is overrated.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Yes. Adele is not doing anything.
Let me stop singing first off. Right. I'm sorry, y'all. This is not the radio. Okay. But,
if you feel compelled, sing.
Okay,
I don't care.
But no, I love Adele. I don't think she's overrated at all.
The reason I say she's overrated, there's nothing Adele is doing currently that another black woman has not already done. Jasmine Sullivan makes similar music, but she'll never reach the level of success that Adele has. Adele makes good music. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. The music is good, but she's overhyped and overrated in the sense
because
she's not doing anything that hasn't already been done, but yet people are like, Adele, I love her. As if she can do no wrong. That 25 was not the tea.
Okay, so let me get this correct.
Mm-hmm.
You feel this way because she's a white person doing what a black person has.
That's one element of it. She's not making any music that hasn't already been made before because I don't know if it's her personality, if it's her persona, if it's her skin, if mm-hmm. it's a mix of them. Mm-hmm. People hold her on a higher pedestal than they do for these other artists that are mm-hmm. making the exact same music mm-hmm. that Adele is making. That's my argument.
I don't know. I feel mixed on that because I feel like Adele is an amazing artist. And I feel like artists all the time say, like, who their influences are.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, she might have, like, a her influences might be like these soulful powerhouses, you know
right.
what I mean? And so she's doing, I love Adele. She's doing great.
She's
not overrated.
Mm-hmm. And she's not problematic. We love that.
Yeah.
But she's overrated because her talent level, there's plenty of other people that are just as talented as her, but they're not boosted and they don't get the support, label support. Mm-hmm. They don't get the album sales and accomplishments the yeah. same way Adele does. Like whatever
but
she does, people are going to buy and it's not
that
fair.
That might just be her team.
But no, a team does not force somebody to buy 20 million copies of your album. Like a team can push you, but a team,
yeah.
if people love you, people love you. And I just wonder what it is about Adele that people are just obsessed with because she's not making music that's special. Yes, the music is good, but
yeah.
there's plenty of artists that are making similar music. So I just wonder what that is. But I Set Fire to the Rain will always be one of my favorite songs.
Literally, yeah.
Cause I set fire to the rain. Watch it pour as I melt your face.
Wow, you know the lyrics.
Yes.
Wow, that's awesome.
I love, like Adele, her music is good, but she's overrated, y'all. What do y'all think? Do you agree? Do you disagree? Let me know if I'm wrong, y'all.
You're wrong. I agree. Polar opposite.
Love to see it. The next thing on my list, it's actually two things, but they're like hand in hand. They go hand in hand with each other. What I believe is overrated, people that watch The Office and Friends, those two things are overrated
they
to me.
They are overrated.
Yeah?
Honestly, I've never watched a season of The Office.
No.
I never watched a season of Friends.
No.
Like, I might have I don't even think I've watched a full episode of either.
Like, Friends is not relatable to me. I think that's so overrated.
People buying these hats and these shirts and stuff.
And
now,
all the memes on social media of all those people on The Office. Like, it's so annoying.
It is.
And that's all my brother watches. Like, he's seen the show like 5 times and he's still watching it. What is so good about The Office that people are like, oh, Dwight, or Gretchen?
And let me say this, like, in college, that's like all their examples. Like,
the number one college show. If you ask people, you don't watch The Office?
Literally.
It's so annoying.
It is. Like, it's the end of the world.
If I don't watch The Office, I don't watch that. And yeah, I think that it's so overrated. Like, that show has been done since 2010, and people are still like, The Office, I love this. Dwight and Gretchen, they're goals, couple goals.
I mean, Grey's Anatomy is the same way, though. I'm not going to lie.
I think Grey's Anatomy, also overrated.
Yeah?
Yeah. Do you think so?
I personally haven't watched Grey's Anatomy. So, you know, I know that some people really love it. So I can't say if that one... Oh, well, I don't know.
I think...
It might be overrated.
I think it's overrated. I don't know even... Who watches Grey's Anatomy?
Let's do a poll. We're going to do a poll on the polar opposite.
Yeah. Do y'all watch Grey's Anatomy? Mm-hmm. And what do y'all get out of it? Because it's been on forever. Like, how many stories about a hospital...
I mean, yeah, it's still coming on ABC.
Right. How many stories about a hospital can you continue to tell without it being tired? Like...
I know, my thing.
I'm tired of that. I'm tired of The Office and Friends. Friends, I've never seen a black person on Friends, and that's... they're not my friends. And they must not be friends with me. I don't know. But Friends is another show that people love. And Jennifer Aniston, I think she's overrated.
I don't even follow her, so I don't know.
What has she done that is so good? People, like, put her on a pedestal. Oh, I love Jennifer Aniston. What is so good about her? Like, all she's done is Friends and a couple other stuff, and yet people are like, oh, love her. Like, who cares about her? Yeah. Dwayne Wade posted a picture with his family, and it caused a lot of... You know where I'm going already. Mm-hmm. It caused a little stir on social media. I don't know if you guys know, but Dwayne Wade, he has a gay... I don't know. I don't want to say he's gay, but he has a gay son, right?
His son is gay.
Okay, his son is gay. And a lot of people feel some type of way about the son, because in the picture that they posted of Dwayne Wade and his family, the son had fake nails on. And going back to the episode that DeAndre and I recorded the week before, we were having a discussion on whether DeAndre found it okay for his son to get his nails done. Uh-huh. So what did you think of the controversy with Dwayne Wade and the picture that he posted with his son wearing fake nails?
So what was the controversy?
People were mad. They're like, how can you support your son wearing fake nails? That's not Jesus's way and all this kind of stuff.
Hey, man, if his son wants to wear fake nails, let him wear fake. That's what I'm saying. If his son wants to wear fake nails, if Dwayne Wade wants to let his son wear fake nails, let Dwayne Wade do it. He has money. He can do anything.
The reason why this is such a big deal, basketball is a very masculine sport. Dwayne Wade is a very masculine guy. So the expectation for him is that if your son is gay, it's the ultimate shame thing, because everybody wants, like, kids, and especially guys, I feel like basketball players would love to have a son, and they would love to have that son play basketball and be this macho guy just like them. And then when your child is the complete opposite and your child is also gay, people feel that that's a shame thing. Because Magic Johnson,
Magic Johnson
has a son that's, like, very flamboyantly gay. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure people, like, have some things to say about that. I don't know. Do you want kids? Do you want a son?
I don't want kids at all, to
really?
Be honest.
Yeah. Are you being serious?
I've said it many times.
Whatever. I feel like at this stage of your life, you don't want kids. But once you reach 30, you'll see all your friends have kids. And
how
do
you know?
I feel like you're the type that will...
I have so many nieces. Those are my kids.
Oh, that's true. I saw they're not baby kids, though.
No, they're not bad.
I saw them,
they're pretty
singing
good.
Happy birthday to somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
That was funny.
Singing happy birthday to my cousin. Those, yeah. I love my nieces, so, like, those would be my kids. Like, I've already taken care of them, so I know how it is with parenthood.
Do you feel, I hope one day that my siblings have kids, because I wonder what it feels like for your siblings to have kids. Do you feel like that's your own kid?
I feel like those are, like I'm really close with my nieces. Those are, like, I always say those are my kids, but they're not. But, you know, those are my kids. I've taken care of them since they were, like, babies, newborns.
Right. And seen them grow up.
Yeah, I've seen them grow up before my
eyes.
Walk and talk. So those are, like, I've already experienced parenthood enough.
Right.
So I don't need any of my own, man. And I don't think, like, I can never get a girl pregnant.
Okay. Well, we'll follow up with DeAndre 10 years from now. The podcast will still be here. anyway, but yeah, the reason I asked you that is that what would you do if your son was gay? If you did have kids and you had a son and then he was gay, what would you do? I'll ask you straight up. Be honest. Like, don't be picking your words wisely, because the podcast people will tear you up anyway.
Let me think. What would I do if my son was gay?
Yep.
Well, if he's already gay.
What do you mean already?
It'd be like he already said he's gay, right? Okay, So if he's already gay, I mean, I would just have to live with it, man.
Would you be embarrassed?
Embarrassed of him?
Mm-hmm. Maybe
it depends if he's successful or not.
Maybe he can be an alpha one day.
Come on, dude.
Yeah, I'm sure they would accept him. They are very accepting.
Yeah.
That's what Malik
said. Fun fact, I'm a member of... Wait, is he Alpha too?
He's a Q.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fun fact, I'm a member of Alpha Phi Fraternity Incorporated. Mm-hmm. By the time this episode comes out, it'll be our Founders Day, so...
Right.
Hey.
Yeah, but... So
but anyway,
yeah, what would you do if your son was gay?
If he's gay, I mean... He's gay. I can't do nothing about it.
How would you feel, though? You can't do anything about it, but what would you do? Would you be embarrassed to talk about it if your, like, parents saying, your son, why is he not married?
My parents will say something, man. My parents will say something.
There's nothing they can do.
There's nothing. There will be nothing I can do if he's already, if he's gay, like, he's gay.
Would you be sad or disappointed or what? Because I feel like... Especially, like, straight guys, the worst fear is for their son to be gay.
Yeah. Or to be a bum.
Yeah.
I'll just be like, bro, have you tried box before? Do you want to, because it's a good experience. And then he's like, if he has and he doesn't like, I'm like, okay.
So do you feel like somebody has to try in order to confirm that they're not gay or not?
Do you have to try? Do you... Let me think. Yeah, you have to try it, okay, man. Or you have to see at least if you're attracted to girls.
This is DeAndre's hot take of the week.
Are you attracted to girls or not? You have to see.
Interesting.
Yeah, you have to see if you are. And if you aren't, I mean, you're gay.
And there's nothing you can do.
Yeah, that's what you like.
I feel like, would you be as supportive of that? Be like, yes, I'll be at your wedding. If he's rich, yeah. What if he's not rich?
Hell no.
Everybody's not rich. You're not rich.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. But if my son was Frank Ocean right now.
Oh, God.
I'm fucking doing backflips.
The problem with y'all is that.
The thing is, African parents or parents in general, they don't support you until they see the results.
Frank Ocean. The problem with Frank Ocean is y'all want people to be gay a certain way. Y'all don't like Magic Johnson's son type of gay. Y'all like Frank Ocean gay.
Different types?
Yes, there's masculine, there's feminine. I feel like, I guess black guys in general, they say that they don't mind Frank Ocean. Yeah, Frank Ocean is chill. I love Frank Ocean. But if Frank Ocean like was flamboyant and wore wigs and stuff, none of y'all would be listening to Frank Ocean. And that's my hot take of the week.
We listen to Lil Uzi shit.
But Lil Uzi is not gay.
It's coming, man.
Oh, whatever.
It's coming.
Yeah, what do y'all actually think? The podcast people, if y'all listen to Lil Uzi Vert, y'all think that he's gay? Because people have whole discussions about masculinity and what men are and aren't allowed to do. So if you like bags and purses, does that make you gay? It's not my thing, but do you?
Yeah.
Okay. Discussion over.
In regards
really?
To yeah.
Another like problematic thing that I have seen a lot is about like people calling women females and bitches. You know what I mean? Those toxic males that do that. If you like the word female to refer to a woman, you're trash in my opinion. Because I feel like the way you refer to women says a lot about how you see women. You're probably misogynistic.
So you mean guys that are like, oh, I'm going to see those bitches tonight.
Not really. Like, if my bitch do this, it ain't working in my household. Or females always be like this. Females always be like that. Like, no, that is so trash to me. Why can't you call them women or whatever?
Yeah, like, I think that's sure. Don't know any
problematic
people who
I hope no one talks about me like that.
I hope not either.
Because that's rude.
But I think that, like, even with things that I see, even in my own experience, I'll be upfront with everything. Even my parents have said a lot of things that are problematic that I have to, you know, teach them what's proper and what's not. Whenever my parents refer to anybody that's Asian, like, if there's a woman and we need directions or something, my mom would be like, we need help. Go call that Chinese woman. And I was like, how do you know that she's Chinese? That is so problematic. You know, because if the roles were reversed, that wouldn't be okay.
Go call that African woman.
Yeah. So I have a responsibility. If my parents don't know any better because of, you know, where they're from or in their experience, it's my job to teach them to, you know, be appropriate. And the appropriate thing to call them is Asian. Like, you don't know every person's nationality, you know?
It's very true.
Even, like, with Hispanic people, like, my parents will say offensive stuff like, you know, Mexicans, they love to clean. Like... Like, it's not funny. Like, it's so, like, messed up that they say things like this. And I have to be like, that's not true. No. That's a stereotype. Yeah. Like, you don't want to be stereotyped about whatever they say about African. You came from a starving hut or whatever. Like, so you can't do stuff like that. So I think that even with your own parents, if your parents say things that are racist, and if you're not a racist and you consider yourself to not be a racist, your responsibility is to call out your parents and tell them that that's not okay. Because as long as you keep allowing that to continue, they're going to think that their behavior is appropriate. So whenever they're finally called out about it, they're going to feel like whatever they're doing is like blown out of proportion when it's not. Like, I think that's a huge responsibility that we all have. Keep your friends in check. Keep your parents in check, because you don't want to continue a cycle of ignorance or hatred towards somebody else. And it's only fair that we do our part to make sure that doesn't happen.
And I think that's very important to have people around you who are able to say, okay, Melissa, like, I don't know if you noticed, but you can't do that. I don't know if you're aware, but what you're doing isn't right, because then... You know, you'll be able to stop and think and be like, oh, you know, when I did say that, that wasn't nice. I will give an incident of when I did say something and it stuck with me because this wasn't nice. So basically, I actually even remember the class. I even remember where I was sitting when I said this. So I don't know what we were talking about, but we were talking about, I guess, eye shapes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking and I was like, yeah, well, actually, I don't know what it is, but my eyes are really chinky. I have really chinky eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went and we're talking about it. Then after we left class, one of my friends was like, Melissa, earlier on when you were talking about your chinky eyes, I don't know if you realized, but there was a girl sitting right behind me who, I don't know where she was from, but she was Asian. She was Asian, and she was like, Melissa, did you realize that she was literally sitting behind you when you were talking about your chinky eyes?
Great.
Like, that wasn't nice. She probably felt really bad. I felt so bad.
Because you didn't know.
I didn't, like, see? It just didn't even register. And if my friend hadn't, like, pointed it out, I would have gone home and be next
continuing
day.
Continuing the same thing.
Like, me and my chinky eyes.
You know? It takes knowing and being informed to change.
And then after that, now I don't say that. Well, do I? No.
Good. I hope not.
What am I supposed to call my eyes?
I don't know. Your eyes aren't that word to me. I don't know if that's offensive, so I'm not even going to say it.
But and you know, after that, I was like, Melissa, I don't think you can really say that. But for me, it's because my mom was very self-conscious about her small eyes. And I think that's what people used to tell her. And then she used to tell me I had those eyes.
And you just continue saying that.
And then I just was saying it.
But I'm glad that your friend called you out on it, because I think that the way she approached it was great. But I think that your approach means just as much, because let's say it was about race and being racist and you saying a slur and you didn't know it was a slur. If somebody just goes to you and goes, Melissa, that's racist. You're a racist. That's going to like make you feel defensive.
Like,
that's not the right way to handle a situation like that. Pull your friend aside and say, hey, that shit that
you
said. I don't
know if you noticed, but what she said was not
problematic.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Say problematic instead. There's a way you can like teach somebody something without
making them feel like you're attacking them and telling them you're shitty.
Basically. Like, don't do that. And even with us, like the words that we used to use, like retarded or, oh, that thing is gay. That's gay.
Yes.
Remember, we used to do that all the time.
Yes.
And then we learned that,
you can't say retarded to everything.
Let's unpack that. What does it mean to, if something is gay or if someone is retarded? It's problematic. Yeah, and you have to like know better and do better.
And
in my
even
opinion.
Now, like, was it not just recently that NMM?
Eminem.
That Eminem released a new song on his last album and he used the word retarded.
Uh-huh.
And people were like, you can't do that. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't do that anymore.
Right.
And he's like, oh.
And he learned.
Like, yeah, and now he knows. Yeah. Even though he really should have known, because I think that conversation has been had.
Right.
And people have been knowing now.
Mm-hmm. You know what I think is problematic? And people do not talk about this.
What?
People don't talk about this, Melissa. Oh. Whenever a girl is getting her makeup done and she's like, my face is beat. That is problematic
Why
to me.
Why is that problematic?
Because it's like, what does that mean? Beat? Somebody pounding your face? Oh, my face is beat. I get that what it means now is like, my gloss is done, my lips are popping, my makeup looks good. But think about that. Unpack that. Why did they call it my face is beat?
I think you're overthinking that.
You think
one.
So?
I think so. I think it was just a word that someone made up. Not made up, but someone just decided.
Are you sure?
My face is... No,
I feel like you need to look into it more.
You think someone
yeah.
said... I really would not have thought anything. I just would have thought it was just a word that was just...
Just like you thought that previous word was just, oh, it's just a word. It's nothing. It's
First
this.
First of all, I don't even think I ever would use the face like, my face beat. I never say that. But it is a word that people use. But I just think maybe one person used it as a way and then it's just changed the meaning of it. But I don't... What do you think? Unpack it for me.
Because I don't know. I think that it has...
That they were beaten up?
I don't know. I think that maybe it has ties to domestic abuse and people's face being beaten.
Oh, and then they're
know.
Covering up.
Yeah. So from that word was transformed and now people use it in a positive way to talk about getting glammed up.
You know, that's actually very interesting. I never would have thought of it that way. I was like, Justin, where are you going with this?
I could be wrong, but that's my theory. The same thing with what we call a wife beater. Do you know what that is?
Oh, the tanks?
Yes, the tank tops. If y'all don't know what I'm talking about, I call it a singlet. Some of y'all might call it a tank top.
Wife
Some people
beaters.
Might call it a wife beater.
They're wife beaters. And there was a stage where wife beaters were so in. Thank goodness that's over.
That's, to me, that's, I'm not going to even, because our listeners might be wearing that, so I don't want to
offend
anybody.
Don't wear it. It's not in anymore.
I don't want to offend anybody, but the term wife beater is very problematic.
It is,
because
actually.
I feel like that came from this image of some
the
aggressive
type of person who beats up their wife.
Right.
Yeah.
Abuser. And from that stereotype and look, people formulate that and call tank tops wife beaters. And I think that's so problematic to continue calling it that. If
that is
you
true.
Don't like domestic abuse, call it a tank top, call it a singlet. But I think it's weird to call it a wife beater. Come on. There's other words.
That is very weird.
Right? I don't know.
Very weird. Okay. You know, now that you mentioned the whole beating of the face, that's mm-hmm. very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Now I feel like every time I see someone say that, I'm going to be like, are you sure you want to use that word?
Yeah. Are you sure? Another thing with cancel culture, I think a lot of stuff comes from Twitter. So celebrities all have Twitter accounts.
Yeah.
Twitter has been around for 10 plus years and people were able to say whatever they want. As you continue tweeting, those tweets get buried and it gets forgotten about. But in our society, we have people that make it their like life's work to continuously scroll down people's feeds and find a problematic statement, tweet. Maybe it was taken out of context. Maybe it wasn't, and expose the celebrity for being what problematic or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they get canceled.
What used to be called trolling on Twitter, and I've been on Twitter since 2011.
Mm-hmm.
So basically my freshman year of high school, you know, what started as kind of your diary that you wanted other people that were your friends to see
mm-hmm.
turned into what it is today, which is a monstrous shithole, I would call.
Twitter, right?
Yes.
But you still have one.
Yes. Oh, yes. But I don't feed into the bullshit.
Okay, good.
And I feel like that is, the trollers have become, and that's what our world is becoming, where people are buying their groceries on Amazon
mm-hmm.
and they are sitting at the house and buying Amazon Prime and all of this stuff and just tweeting
mm-hmm.
and finding other people's tweets.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it's like, we're giving people who don't have any credibility all this, they pull out these tweets and they just throw them out to
mm-hmm.
just shit on people. And I think it just shows how far we've come.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily want to cancel these people because in 2011, I was probably tweeting about
yeah,
who knows
anti-blackness
what.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Because I think the schools we went to fed into a lot of anti-blackness.
I literally had an identity crisis in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Because
you can talk about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think that it just stemmed from being where there is money.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just, oh, my parents have good jobs. It's my parents are CEOs of corporations that make billions of dollars, and I'm friends with these people.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have this contorted view of what the middle class means
mm-hmm.
because I have money, but I still can't keep up with who's around me. Mm-hmm. And then I was accepted as a token black girl. Mm-hmm. But for me, I felt like they just love my personality. Like, mm-hmm. no, you were able to fit in those spaces and still be who they wanted you to be. Mm-hmm. And then going to my undergrad institution, that's a predominantly white institution, and not being black enough for the people who wow. came straight from Dallas. Mm-hmm.
And to no fault of your own.
Yes.
You're a product of your environment for so
literally
for you to want acceptance from people who look like you only for yep. them to turn their back and be like, oh, you're not one of us.
Exactly.
That makes you feel terrible because exactly. it's like, I want to become my best version of myself. Exactly. These are people that look like me. I didn't have that where I came from. And then y'all wouldn't accept
me. And I did have that where we, like, mm-hmm. where we did, you know, go to school.
No, there wasn't many though.
There weren't many yeah. and it was like we were all going through our micro journeys, and we were kind of, the macro was okay, brown people,
mm-hmm.
but we were all going through our own journeys. And I feel like, even, you know, being a super Christian is what I would call it, like I was devoted and I, you know, was very loud about my
faith
and my, you know, all of that, but all of those things, still not knowing who Kendall was, and then knowing that I'm not only black, like I'm dark skinned, I'm tall, I have a deep commanding voice, I am, you know,
opinionated,
very yeah. different.
Mm-hmm.
So even in the black crowd, I'm never going to, you know, fit in completely because I don't have the same, you know, relatable background. We all, black people have the most craziest story.
We do. Everybody the diaspora has is crazy.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the white people having that angry moment where it was just like, the white people that I befriended,
mm-hmm.
seeing their tweets about Trump, I had a whole conversation, a back and forth battle with a former friend from and because she had posted something problematic as hell, and y'all don't know who the Kendall you're fucking with now. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't play about it. And
do you want to say what it was? Because you don't have to say who it was, but. Only up to you.
I'm not going to even bring it up. Because me and her have since hashed it out, and she actually wants to go eat lunch with me. So we're going to talk.
Okay.
Yeah, I've not talked to any of the white people that I used to be friends same. With. I just follow them on Instagram and laugh because it's like they all look the same. And that's just what it is. But I just think, you know, all of that, really where my enlightenment happened and I changed my way of thinking and a lot of things took place was I was really high, and
mm-hmm.
this is when I didn't smoke a lot, and I got really high, and I watched 13th, the documentary.
Oh, the Ava DuVernay documentary. I highly recommend, guys.
I love Ava DuVernay,
mm-hmm.
and I watched that, and I was shook. I was so shook. I felt like I came out of body because I am a very visual person, and it clicked for me why I didn't like history class. It clicked for me everything that I've been told my whole life. It was literally shown on a timeline.
Yeah.
And I was sick to my stomach, and I was angry.
Mm.
That anger will never leave me.
Mm.
Like, that feeling is what devotes me to wanting to be so on fire for my community every day.
Mm-hmm.
Because that feeling.
The and fire, I was, that's that the was fire that keeps year. You burning. Yeah. Yeah.
I can talk.
It's okay. This episode is like, hopefully y'all are following, but we're just venting, y'all. So we were on Twitter.
Yes, and
we were going somewhere.
Yeah, but I was saying that we were basically saying that people can't be canceled based off of just Twitter because people are, you know, pulling up old things and it shows how we've changed as a
mm-hmm.
community. What we used to allow, because obviously when they tweeted in 2000, whenever, and it wasn't problematic then because
mm-hmm.
it wasn't talked about.
Right.
But now we're in a space where
in a different context.
Not, yep.
Yeah.
And people are not allowing it. So you see, we've kind of, that's how I
mm-hmm.
see it.
But nobody should honestly have a Twitter because people get fired for tweets. All these celebrities losing their jobs, getting fired from projects because of their prior tweets. People change. People are evolving. So I don't think
But we're all addicted now.
I'm not.
I know you're not. But 2011 to 2019, that's pretty much almost 10 years.
It's like a digital diary, basically, is what Twitter is. All your stream of consciousness thoughts just put onto like
yeah.
the interwebs, and it's there for as long as you want it to be there, or at least until somebody goes and finds your problematic tweets.
That's really crazy. I mean, I've thought about it and I'm like, well, that's my truth. If I get famous off something crazy, I just know I can't be a politician
mm-hmm.
and I've already yeah. you know, I've
accepted that.
Yes.
I can't be a politician. It's okay.
Hey, but I mean, unpopular opinion though, I see a gender, a specific gender in the gender? Culture. That is women inviting these other outsiders into the cookout, as we say. Fucking this is recent week they were inviting Brad Pitt into the fucking
the cookout because he hugged Regina King.
Exactly. Fucking Chris Evans just because he held her hand. You know,
this is annoying.
That's easily impressed shit.
See, like, the bar is so low. Anybody can be invited. If you're just nice to a black person or you smile at a black person, you're invited to the cookout.
Invited to the fucking cookout. That cookout doesn't even fucking exist.
If you work with a black person, you're invited to the cookout. Like, stop. The bar is so low. But that's so fucking low. That's a different discussion. So let me get on to groupthink. So groupthink, we talked about this, is this idea that everybody has to ascribe to the same form of thinking, the same ideology, the same way of thinking, basically. The Obamas. As you know, the Obamas are beloved by a lot of people. Even to this day, their approval ratings are high. Overall, America loves the Obamas and what they were able to do for the country and how they represented while they were in the White House. If you speak bad about the Obamas, people will, like, tear you up. And I think that you can love the Obamas, but also they can be questionable as well. Everybody is not perfect. Michelle is not perfect. Barack is not perfect. But if you say that, people will be like, oh, you're a racist, or you're Uncle Tom, or why don't you like them or support your people? Can you not hold your heroes accountable? Like,
I mean, some people are questioning what Obama has done for the black community during his terms.
But is he the president of the United States or the president of black people?
That's a good question to ask the community.
I mean, because think about it. I don't know what people were expecting when a black man got into office. I feel like people thought that he would hand out just freebies just because you're black or whatever.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there was a point in his presidency where he wasn't able to push through anything. The Senate and the House were all Republican. Yeah. So what could he really do? So why do people say that he didn't do anything for black people when partly in his administration, he wasn't able to do as much as he wanted?
And again, that's for the, you know, the community that are, you know, in the lower incomes. They have this strong opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And so literally you can gauge their opinion and see, like, you know, what specifically did Barack Obama promise us that he didn't deliver on?
What did they want from Obama, though?
Yeah, I mean, I think that they thought that once he got into office, like, everything would be alleviated.
Like I said, yeah, like we were talking about earlier. Uh-huh. It's like the example being, like, you know, you have a star quarterback who happens to be your brother. And he has tickets to a game, big-ass game, good front row seats, everything included, but he chooses to take his friend instead of you.
Mm-hmm.
But you were expecting him to choose you because you're his brother.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of like the example of, you know, the whole community and Obama.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
But with the, like, Uncle Tom discussion or coon, whatever you want to say, a lot of people feel like Oprah falls under that category.
Oprah? Hell yeah, she does.
Really?
Oprah's the biggest coon of all.
Oprah, do you think she's done enough bad to be considered as an Uncle Tom or a coon or whatever?
I told you, case in point, go look at Oprah's discography, man. It's either some slave shit or some segregated shit.
But how does that make you, like...
Not to mention, man, didn't she tear up Michael Jackson, 50 Cent,
mm-hmm.
all these other black prominent figures?
So that makes her a coon?
Yes. She's always caping for fucking her powerful, milk-colored friends.
But the thing is, when you reach a certain level of wealth, who's at the top? White people. Who does Oprah hang out with? Rich people.
Okay, so why is she trying to pander to black people?
There's also rich black people, too.
How is she pandering to black people?
She made fucking Precious. What do you mean?
How's that pandering to black people?
Oh, the OWN channel?
Who's going to watch Precious?
It was nominated for, I think...
She makes a lot of her money off of black people.
Black struggle.
Color Purple.
Okay.
Precious.
Did she get her ass beat in Color Purple?
The Butler. Yes. Then she produced, like, Lee Daniels' The Butler.
What kind of shit is that, man?
She was in Selma.
She just gets off of black trauma, man. She fuck with them.
She gets off of black trauma, man. Her friend,
Gail.
And then let's not get started on Agent DuVernay, too.
Oh, great. So do you think Ava DuVernay falls under that category?
She said that she was capping for Weinstein, even though she heard all the shit, because you know they're in that inner circle together.
Well, DeAndre and Charlton, they showed me a tweet from 2012.
Don't bring the timeline into this shit, man.
What do you mean?
She was already in her 40s when she said this shit.
Can I give them some backstory?
Go ahead.
Can I give them some backstory?
Go ahead.
Can I speak?
Go ahead.
Can I talk?
Go ahead.
Okay. Oprah, DeAndre and Charlton showed me this tweet of Ava DuVernay from 2012 of her talking about...
Let me paraphrase it for you guys, too. She pretty much said that she heard all the stories and rumors going on about Weinstein, but chose to turn a blind eye because it's Weinstein, and that's her buddy, and that's her friend, and she loves him. all that other bullshit.
So here is the tweet that Ava DuVernay tweeted in 2012. She said, "Watching Harvey Weinstein sit in for Piers Morgan and interviewing Clinton, I've heard all the Harvey stories over the years, but still a fan." So y'all are trying to say that because she tweeted this, like, she's heard about all the stuff and the rumors about him, but yet she's still, you know,
yes,
she's a hypocrite in a way.
Yes.
She's trying to champion Me Too and all this, but at the same time in 2012, she was supporting Harvey Weinstein despite all the rumors that she heard about him being,
yes,
like, you know, touchy or whatever.
Yeah, you know, all the extra, you know, curricular that Harvey Weinstein was doing.
Some people might say that it was years ago and that
she was in her 40s.
To fetch up an old tweet is not fair.
She was in her 40s.
So what about this? What about Clarence Thomas? What about Clarence Thomas?
What about
Clarence Thomas?
Well, if you guys don't know who Clarence Thomas is, Clarence Thomas is a Supreme Court justice. If you look at the Supreme Court, you'll see one black man. That is Clarence Thomas. So he is a Republican. He's also married to a white woman. And a lot of people consider him to be an Uncle Tom or somebody that betrayed their race to appease white people. Do you think that he falls under that umbrella?
I think he said some scandalous shit before concerning the community.
Wait, wasn't he one that raped the
No, he put pubes on a Coke can
for Anita Hill.
Yes, Clarence Thomas is the Supreme Court justice that was accused of being inappropriate with Anita Hill, who used to work for him, and she testified in front of the Senate in the 90s, I believe.
And she was a teacher at my alma mater.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Boomer!
Sooner! Anyways.
Lame. Anyway. Yeah, is Clarence Thomas.
Clarence Thomas, he's already been established as a coon. I mean, I feel like he feels like he's one of them,
mm-hmm.
just because of marrying, you know, Sarah by chance. And so.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but I mean, we could still, if that's the case, if we're taking it there, Justin, we can hold
Condoleezza Rice.
Condoleezza Rice in the same energy.
So Condoleezza Rice used to be the Secretary of State under...
Condolingus.
Stop. Condoleezza Rice, she used to be the Secretary of State under the Bush administration. If you guys follow politics, you'll see that she's a black woman. She's a familiar face. And you say that she's a coon?
Yes.
What makes her a coon? Just because she served under Republican? Just because
she is
a Republican?
She was best friends with Bush.
How does that make you a coon? Isn't Ellen best friends with Bush?
Ellen?
Y'all
heard that right. Wait, y'all heard that right. Don't.
Why are you always bringing up Ellen?
You brought up Ellen.
Just let's bring up fucking Lizzo.
You smoking that crack that we talking about earlier?
Stop.
Let's
bring up Lizzo.
You smoking
then.
That crack
stop.
Early?
Okay. That was so annoying. Anyway,
Condoleezza.
So just because, well,
Condoleezza was best friends with Bush.
Just because I brought up Ellen because Ellen is a Democrat, but yet she's buddy buddy with George W. Bush.
I don't think Ellen uses goddamn cocoa butter after shower.
Stop. I'm not trying to say that she's black, but I'm just trying to say that why is she not problematic because she's friends with whatever his name is. Because
she's not black.
Okay, anyway, I think I'm missing the point.
You missed it whenever you said Ellen.
Yeah.
Okay, let me get back on track. So black. just because Condoleezza Rice is a Republican and worked with George W. Bush, how does that make her an Uncle Tom or a tap
She
dancer?
Was best friends with Bush. Mm-hmm. And we all know Bush doesn't like black people. Quote Kanye West.
Is that true?
Yes.
Is that true?
It's true.
It's true.
Okay. I guess.
You guess?
No, okay.
Or you know? Yes. Do you know?
I don't know anything. Guess. I don't know anything, apparently, since I think Ellen is black.
Some of these Barnyard listeners be like, goddamn Bush. What are you talking about Bush for?
Okay, but so that makes her a coon, just because she's a Republican and worked under the Bush administration.
Do you think she's ever appealed to any black women in particular or hung out with black women exclusively? Or even done anything for black people?
So hanging out with black people.
Has she done anything for black people or persuaded Bush
to do
anything?
Is that her job?
She's best friends with the president.
She's Secretary of State.
She's best friends with the president, though.
So she's supposed to invite everybody black and make him more aware.
She could give him ideas on how they can push forward the community.
How do you know she didn't do that?
She didn't.
How do you know she didn't do that?
Because she did not.
You don't know that, though. You don't know what she was saying to him.
Bush cared about what? The military and going to war. That's it, man.
But you don't know. You can't, like, put words... Or don't you can't not like not put words in people's mouth.
Well, you know, I can't argue with you, Justin, because mm-hmm. you are a Republican. By
no, I'm not. Stop. Stop. I'm not a Republican because I saw your voter ID card fall out of your pocket and it said Republican. So you're
voter ID. Joke's on you. That shit is expired.
Anyway. And that's the end of the episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. It's good to hear different perspectives that all my guests have. It's definitely entertaining. I hope you guys have had a good week. A new episode is going to come out on Wednesday, so keep a lookout for that. And y'all enjoy the rest of the week. I really do appreciate you guys for listening every week. And as always, I will catch you guys on the next one. Bye, guys.